Okay, for the season one finale, happy Sunday. Welcome back to the club, or welcome to the club. If you're new here, hi, my name's Loren Mannix. I'm the host of the G63 Club podcast. If you're new, you can definitely watch some of the older episodes. But yeah, I just am so grateful and excited about everything that I've learned from season one, whether that be from my production team, my guests, my friends, all of you guys. It has just been so incredible. And, you know, when I first went into this, I wasn't sure if I was going to do a season two. I wasn't sure how it was all going to play out. And I think before I started, I thought, okay, well, if I am able to get a certain amount of people following this, or a certain amount of traction, and you know, I can kind of offset the costs of the production, then I'm gonna do a season two. And then I think my episode with Sarah, where she really talked about redefining your kind of value of success, I think that right now I am just so grateful for everything it's grown into. And for me, it's just, this has been a huge success personally, and I hope that everybody that's been watching has enjoyed it and has taken things away from it. But I just know that this is something that I'm really passionate about, and something that I feel like I've already grown so much just by talking to different people and learning from everybody, and just being able to be open and vulnerable about my own experiences. And I'm so fired up for season two. I'm actually so excited. Today is April 21st. My birthday is April 30th. So I'll be turning 22. And the only birthday wish I want from everybody is listen to some of these episodes, share them with your friends. Also just talk to your friends. Check in, see how they're doing. Open up more honest and authentic conversations about where you're at in life, figuring shit out. I think a big theme throughout this whole season has been a really big period of change and kind of growth. And I think that, you know, as the G63 Club grows, I think we're all gonna be able to see each other grow. And I'm just really excited to see that. But enough with the mushy-gushy stuff. I've got my final glass of Prosecco for the season. Don't worry, I'll be drinking one of these far too often. But I think, actually, before I put this down, I want to propose a toast to me, to you, to my producers, to my friends, to my family, to everybody. This has been so much fucking fun so far. And I'm just so excited for season two. But, okay. I mean, well, cheers first. Cheers to you guys. Woo. Anyways, I guess the last topic. Oh, first of all, I didn't even mention, guys, my favorite sweatsuit ever from Sarah. Can you see me still? When I had Sarah on, she brought me this amazing sweatsuit that's been so comfy, from Young LA, who she is sponsored by. I certainly am not, but I love this stuff. This was really sweet of her to bring. And I just, I wanted to wear this for the last one because I was like, let's get comfy. And let's take a little look back through the season and just some of the main lessons that we've learned, and some things I want to add on to that. So I think the general message that I want people to take from everything, I know that sometimes my conversations can go up and down and we can go, you know, down some different paths, but I think the general just idea behind the whole G63 Club is just about being yourself and not caring what people think, and also just kind of holding yourself accountable and knowing when, yeah, I am caring about things that don't matter, or I'm investing too much time into things that, you know, what are my true core values? Like, is this actually fulfilling me? And I think that, you know what, if it's not, I hope that by now everyone following along has been inspired to just kind of cut out that sort of energy in their life and just work towards growing and just being patient. I think another just huge thing that's been kind of present throughout this podcast is just the importance of who you surround yourself with. And just know whatever situation you're in, you're a part of the club. We're all here in this together. And it's nice to tell the people who have supported you and the people that are with you day to day that you love them and you appreciate them. Because truly at the end of the day, like, there's no guarantee on time, and it is so precious. And I don't think a lot of people realize that until sometimes it's too late, or they've had an experience like mine where I lost my mom. But overall, I just think that my perspective on people and just what I want out of life has changed a lot. And I just hope that the message that I can kind of like give across and have portrayed through this season is just be true to yourself. And if you're trying to attain some certain level of standard or success or whatever it may be, like, you gotta reflect on what your core values are and, you know, find people that align with that, find things that align with that, and, you know, don't confine yourself to stereotypes of, you know, the general society. And just truly, like, I know this sounds a little bit corny, but just, like, chase your dreams, whatever it may be, just have fun. And at the end of the day, like, we only have one shot at life, so let's make the most of it. And even though there can be a lot of curveballs thrown at you, and there can be a lot of people that hurt you, or, you know, obstacles you have to overcome, I think at the end of the day, as humans, we are just blessed to be able to experience the connection and compassion of others, and that I have fully defined as my core values of Golden 63. We've got connection, compassion, and creativity. So I'm really excited for everyone to actually get to see Golden 63 design. I have been practicing a lot while being in university, in my university house where I live up two flights of stairs. So I'm definitely, I haven't done any big dressers yet, but I've done a lot of small projects that have been really fun, and I feel really confident in what this summer is going to bring. So you can follow the Golden 63 design page. I'll link all of that here. And yeah, I'm really excited to see where Golden 63 design goes, where Golden 63 as a big umbrella company goes, and honestly, most importantly, kind of where the G63 Club goes. I want us to all celebrate each other's success, and I hope that maybe you've been inspired to answer some of the questions that I've asked along the way with the Calm Club game. And yeah, I just hope that maybe this is a way that we can all connect together. But yeah, I think that if I could say one thing about this experience, is that I was so nervous and there were so many things that I want to do differently next time and change and all of this, but I think that's the fun part of it. I think it's going to be so exciting to get to watch back, like, my first episode, my first interview, and just be like, aww, like, you know, see how it's evolving. And yeah, I'm just really excited. But I think let's get into like a few more just little topics to just end on a high note. First of all, let's fucking give it up for podcasts. I have watched and listened to so many podcasts in my life, and I genuinely thought it was something that was just like so easy, quick, you throw on a camera, you're good to go. Like, there really is a lot of work that goes into it, and there's a lot of people involved, and there's a lot of planning. And I mean, I definitely don't have any sort of script or, you know, anything like that, but it takes a while to kind of figure out how you want to properly portray your opinions and portray, you know, the message that you're trying to get across. So first of all, I just want to give it up to all the podcasters out there, because I feel you, it is a lot harder than it looks, and you really have to put yourself out there. I think some of my favorite podcasts ever is Plan Brie Uncut. If you haven't listened to it, you guys need to. It's hilarious. While you're waiting for season two, listen to them. They're awesome. Grace and Brianna are just so funny. I love just like listening to them, I feel like I'm just like sitting on the couch talking with friends. Another great podcast community to listen to is the Unwell group. So this has got the Collar Daddy podcast with Alex Cooper, Hot Mess with Alex Earl, Pretty Lonesome with Madeline RG. I don't know if I'm like saying it properly. I'm so bad with names, you guys. But you know, while you wait for season two, have some fun, explore some different podcasts, you know, see what fits your desires and needs and wants. And just know that like what I will continue to do is be authentic and put different versions of myself out there and not be shy to cry. You guys have probably seen a lot of tears by now. But you know what? That's okay. We're human. We cry. We go through ups and downs. So yeah, I just think I want you guys to just know that no matter what, I'll be authentic with you from the get-go. Also, if you know any sponsors, please let me know, guys. I really am looking for some for season two so that I can make this possible. But yeah, I have had so much fun. I think a couple other topics just about change is just like, don't be scared. You're gonna fuck up sometimes. You're gonna go through highs and lows. It's gonna happen. It's natural. There's nothing you can really do about it. But just kind of see what you can take from that. You know, not every bad experience has to have this magical, amazing outcome where you've figured out all this stuff about yourself. Like, sometimes things can just suck and you can say, fuck, I hated that moment. Let's lock it away, move on. And just, I think, as long as a community and as a club, we're just trying our best to move forward and move along. Just know that if you haven't heard it enough, if you haven't heard someone tell you they're proud of you, I'm proud of you, whatever it is you're doing, whatever stage you're at, I'm proud of you. If you're passionate about something, tell me about it. Message me. I would love to hear about everything that you're all passionate about. I feel like I have just so much that I want to talk about and share and get into, but I think there's a time for that and it's going to come. But yeah, I'm just really excited to see where we go with season two, and I just want to thank all my guests for coming on, my production team, and yeah, I've had so much fun, and I think in true G63 Club fashion, we gotta play one last round of the Calm Club game for season one. That's so sad I'm saying it. Like, it's like an end of an era, but it's okay, because we love change here. We love new beginnings. So let's play a game, but first, a little sip of Prosecco. Is this like ASMR? If you've been here from day one, you know that I love to play a little game called The Oracle from the Calm Club, where I read some self-reflection tarot cards. I just pick a card that kind of speaks to me. My producer Katie will read it out, or my guests will. And then I answer, and then either myself or me and my guests pick one out for you. And then I want to encourage everyone to respond, whether that's in the comments or you can email the g63club@gmail.com. That's a secret email just for us. Nobody gets to see it, only me and you. And yeah, let's get into it. I'm really sad this is the last one. This has been like my favorite part of every episode because it just feels like a good way to end an episode. So I guess a good way to end the season. I am rocking with the Eye. All right, Katie, what do you have for me?
Okay, are we ready?
I think so.
The Eye. How do you view your progress?
Aww, that's a really cute one. Okay, I think that I've made a lot of progress, and I want to be proud of myself for that. I think it's good to hype yourself up, and even if, you know, there's been times where I've been, like, embarrassed about releasing an episode, or I look back and I'm kind of like, ooh, is that the right thing to say? And this and that, but at the end of the day, like, I feel like I've gotten the general message across that I wanted to, and I think this production has come together in so many incredible ways. So I think my progress for this podcast, I'm really proud of, and then also personally, I feel like I just am entering really a good period of change, and I just feel like even though I am going through a lot of ups and downs, I think and I pray and I hope that for a while I'm on that transition to just constant ups from here. We'll accept a few lows, but whoever is listening out there, I don't know if it's a universe, God, whatever it is, please keep things going up. But yeah, I think I'm proud of my progress, and I think the most important person in the world, my mom, would be very proud of my progress as well. So that's very special. Katie, you're gonna make me cry. Okay, now I get to pick one for you guys. I kind of like, it's like we're like holding hands. The hands, you guys.
Ready, Freddy?
We're ready, Freddy.
Okay, the hands. Could you reach out to someone close?
Oh my God, that's such a good season finale question. Can you or could you reach out to somebody close? I think definitely take your time to reflect on this. Send it to me, post it anywhere you want. But also, if there's someone that comes up while you're thinking about this, where maybe you feel like you haven't reached out and you kind of wish you did, or you feel so grateful that you know that you have somebody that you can count on and that's a little village behind you, tell them that you appreciate them. I'm excited to see who you feel you can reach out to. And if you can't reach out to anybody, I'm right here. You can reach out to me. This is a safe space. We're in a club together. This is so fun. And yeah, I literally can't wait to see you guys again soon. I am launching the company. I don't fully like know the exact date yet because I need to wait until I get back from school that I can get settled in my workshop and in my space, but it will be very soon. And then once I can kind of get that up and running, you can expect a season 2 soon. Crossing my fingers, praying that that happens. I think that I want to be able to show you guys a new side, a business side, once I actually have things up and running. And I'm sure there's going to be a lot of highs and lows, but I think if you guys have made it this far, you're probably in for the treat. So thank y'all so much for being here. I love ya, I love ya, I love ya. And we'll see you next season. Have a good rest of your Sunday. Bye.